Dr. Freddie Haynes is senior pastor of Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. He's a good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Dr. Freddie Haynes, good morning.
What's up, Tom Joyner, Siv, Jay Anthony? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I understand that you have a church member who was one of the negotiators for the terrible incident, who's also on our security team.
That's right.
For the Fantastic Voyage.
That's right, Warren Mitchell. And
how's Warren doing?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, it's gone from on Thursday, we were talking to each other during the crisis, and he said, hey, I'm just trying to dodge bullets, and now he said, I'm just trying to get some sleep.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I understand that your daughter, your 21-year-old daughter, was downtown when the shooting occurred.
Yeah, Tom. She's 23, man, graduate of Howard
she's
University.
20,
Howard
she's 23
University
now?
Graduate,
yeah,
believe
man.
It or not. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, but
I was just guessing 21, but I was highballing that. I thought she was still 14.
Right.
I wish. No, man, she's 23. But yeah, she was FaceTime. We were FaceTiming each other at the end of the march because I was in Atlanta. She wanted me to know how successful it was, how much. For her, it had been such a powerful experience, and then all of a sudden, while we are FaceTiming, she screams and starts running. And I'm saying, what's wrong? And she cannot talk. She just runs. And, I mean, something that had been so good all of a sudden was hijacked by something very evil and sad.
And a lot of activity has gone on, obviously, Doc, around the churches.
Right.
And you've had a number of services, not only obviously the Sunday services, but other events going on. And what are you hearing? And really, what are you saying to people?
Well, Steve, I'm going to tell you, what happened Sunday night was for me the most heartbreaking piece. We had a community forum sponsored by the Next Generation Action Network that had put together the rally in March, and they've done some tremendous work. And so they wanted the community to get a chance to speak up and speak out. And that night I heard such pain, such frustration, such grief that has really been there a long, long time. And that's why what Dr. Brian Williams, the brilliant doctor, said yesterday was so powerful. I mean, he just went there. He said, hey, don't worry about it. I'm standing with the police, but America has to deal with its underlying problem of racism. And he gave a diagnosis that, you know, we trip it on the symptoms when we really got to deal with the cause, which is a cancer of racism.
Yeah.
It's a powerful statement and a conversation that needs to be had, Doc.
That's
but
right.
A lot of people don't want to have it.
They don't want to have it.
They still don't want to have it.
Thank you. And that's why we keep coming back to this same space. And we have young people. You asked me about what they were saying Sunday night. They're saying, I'm tired of praying because I prayed after Trayvon Martin, but that did not stop Tamir Rice. It did not stop Walter Scott. It did not stop. And they just called the roll about the fact that we always have a kumbaya moment. We pray. We try to feel better, but we're not doing any better because we don't want to have that difficult conversation that America has been ignoring, I guess, for 400 years.
I know what you mean. And I'm getting that a lot, too. People are just exhausted.
Oh,
tired
man.
Of talking about the same old thing over and over.
Tired of singing, holding hands. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. You want us to hold hands, but you don't want to change the structures that create the division, the injustice, and the hate that is really brewing in so many communities.
And Trump's not helping at all.
He's thrown a match on an already inflammable situation.
Mm. Dr. Freddie Haynes, Friendship West, Dallas, Texas.
Thanks so much, Doc.
Thanks, sir. Thank you so much.
Y'all keep up great work.
All right.
You too. Thank you.